The one moving piece in Denver's receiver room this week was Marvin Mims Jr. Mims made his preseason debut in Friday's finale, a 34-6 win over Minnesota, and left it on the first drive, limping off with a right foot injury after an errant Jarrett Stidham throw, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle. Sean Payton's post-game word, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. With Mims, he's going to be fine. It's a bruise. Adding that the team was really more just cautious with him. So Denver's full receiver rotation, which has not been on the field together all camp, still has not been. Only the reason changed. Jaylen Waddle, by contrast, is named in none of the finale coverage we read, and the trail starts with the head coach. On Wednesday, Payton scrapped the plan to play his starters into the third quarter. All right, he probably won't play in this game. All right, let's not go through everyone else, he said of Bo Nix, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports, and the finale became a backups showcase. Sunday's roster announcement then touched none of the top of the room. The receivers in Denver's transaction report are bottom of roster names, per Arik Dalala on the team's website, and the receivers on the practice squad Denver assembled Monday are Michael Bandy, Colby Katsas, and Dane Key, per John Heath at Broncos Wire. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June case on Waddle was that his Miami target volume was always real and the conversion never matched it, and the trade to Denver is a bet that a better offense unlocks it, a bet that runs on timing reps with Nix. Last week finally produced one, a 35-yard third-down catch on his Broncos debut against Green Bay. This week added nothing to it. That single catch is still the entire body of live Nix to Waddle evidence, and the question we left open, how the target tree splits between Waddle, Cortland Sutton and the rest, got no answer, because the game meant to answer it went on without the starters. It now rides to the opener in Kansas City unresolved. We'll pick this back up as that game comes into focus. Data via NFLverse.